بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, last week we had discussed four practices that were prevalent during the period of Jahiliyyah, which were synonymous with the Arabs, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded the people of Iman not to become involved in these practices, that they should avoid them. These are the handiwork of shaitan. Shaitan uses these aspects or these tools to try and create division, enmity, hostility amongst people. We had spoken about the consumption of alcohol, the practice of gambling, etc. In today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks about the prohibition of hunting while a person is in the state of ihram. As we know, in those days, hunting was a major source of food. Sahaba radiallahu anhum would go out, animals would be hunted and caught, and like this, they would then consume the meat of these animals. However, while a person is in the state of ihram, then it is not permissible, not allowed for him to hunt. And if he does happen to hunt, to catch any animal and slaughter this animal, then this animal will be impermissible, will be haram to consume. So Mufassirin say this prohibition, this verse was revealed during the time of Hudaybiyah. Sahaba radiallahu anhum had left Makkah Mukarramah, had left Madinah Munawwara en route to Makkah. The intention was that we would perform Umrah that year. And they were all in the state of ihram. They had entered into ihram well before reaching Makkah Mukarramah. And we know the incident that as they reached the boundaries of the haram, the boundaries of Makkah Mukarramah, the Quraysh refused to allow them to enter. And therefore they were then sent back to Madinah Munawwara. So while they were in this condition, as they had set up camp, Sahaba radiallahu anhum found that the game and the animals in that area were plentiful. And it would have been very easy for them to hunt and to catch these animals. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prohibited them. And this verse was then revealed that, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَيَبْلُوَنَّكُمُ اللَّهُ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الصَّيْدِ تَنَالُهُ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَرِمَاحُكُمْ. That, O people of Iman, O people who have believed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly test you with regard to game, with regard to animals, which your hands and your spears can easily reach. In other words, these animals were plentiful, they were available, easy to catch. Why will Allah prohibit you from this at this point in time? لِيَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَخَافُهُ بِالْغَيْبِ. So that Allah may make apparent, may make clear who are the ones who fear Him despite not seeing Him. That this is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you have to abide by it whether you understand it, whether you know the wisdom behind it or not. فَمَنِ اَعْتَدَى بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَلَهُ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And Allah then cautions that whosoever transgresses after this ruling has been given, then for him will be a painful punishment. In other words, if he breaks the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he does not accept this particular prohibition, then this can take him out of the fold of Islam, and then he will end up in the fire of Jahannam. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now mentions the punishment, that what will, or rather the penalty, what will a person have to do if he hunts in the state of ihram? So Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَقْتُلُوا الصَّيْدَ وَأَنْتُمْ حُرُمُ. O those, O people of Iman, do not hunt while you are in the state of ihram. وَمَنْ قَتَلَهُ مِنْكُمْ مُتَعَمِّدًا. That person from amongst you who does hunt intentionally, despite knowing that he is in the state of ihram, and knowing the prohibition, he still goes ahead and he hunts and he kills some animal. Then this verse mentions three different penalties. Person has an option, one of the three that he has to offer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first, and this is mentioned in the books of fiqh as well, is that the animal that the person had hunted, had killed, should be evaluated. As an example, a person hunted some buck, he killed this animal, and the value is placed at 5,000 rand. Then a similar domestic animal, a sheep or a goat, which is worth 5,000 rand, has to be purchased, and this animal has to then be taken to Makkah Mukarramah and slaughtered within the precincts of the haram. So this is the first penalty, the first option, which is mentioned. فَجَزَاءٌ مِثْلُ مَا قَتَلَ مِنَ النَّعَمِ يَحْكُمُ بِهِ ذَوَى عَدْلٍ مِّنْكُمْ هَدِيًا بَالِغَ الْكَعْبَةِ. That the penalty is an equivalent domestic animal which will be evaluated by two just men as a sacrifice which should reach the Kaaba. In other words, it should be slaughtered within the precincts of the haram. The second option which is mentioned is that a person takes that evaluation that this buck that I had killed is worth 5,000 rand, for example, and he purchases wheat to the value of 5,000 rand. And then this wheat is made into portions, into parcels, half a sa', 1.6 kilos approximately each. And one parcel is given to, or each poor person is given one parcel. As an example, if 50 parcels, 50 portions are made, 50 poor people will have to be sought, and they will then be handed over these parcels of wheat. So this is mentioned next. أَوْ كَفَارَةٌ طَعَامُ مَسَاكِينَ The expiation, the penalty for this action, is the feeding of poor people. And the third penalty that is mentioned, the third option, is that in place of those portions or parcels of wheat, for each parcel of wheat, a person will fast for one day. So if there were 50 portions of wheat, then for 50 days he will have to fast, keep roza. And this will be now the penalty for killing this animal. أَوْ عَدْلُ ذَلِكَ صِيَامًا Allah says, the equivalent of that in fasting. So these are three options mentioned in this verse and mentioned in the books of fiqh as well for a person who hunts while in the state of ihram. And why is the punishment so severe? Allah says, لِيَذُوقَ وَبَالَ أَمْرِهِ So that this person may taste the consequence of his action. In other words, you broke the direct command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have to face the consequence in this world. عَفَ اللَّهُ عَمَّا سَلَفْ Allah then says, Allah has forgiven whatever has passed. In other words, if you were in the state of ihram in the past, and you may have hunted, you may have caught some animal and killed it, then Allah has forgiven you for that. The ruling was not yet revealed. But وَمَنْ عَادَ فَيَنْتَقِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ That person who returns, he goes back to this practice, despite knowing the prohibition, then Allah will take retribution from him. وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ ذُو انْتِقَامٌ Allah is most mighty, and Allah is well capable of taking revenge. So this prohibition was revealed during the period of Hudaybiyah, that a person is not allowed to hunt while in the state of ihram. And just one point that is mentioned by Mufassirin under this, is that what is the reason for the prohibition? That a person is in the state of ihram, he is proceeding for hajj, for umrah, but he is prohibited from hunting, from killing animals. So one of the wisdoms behind it, one of the reasons behind this, which is mentioned by Mufassirin, is that a person in the state of ihram, his ihram or that state is showing to people that I am in a sacred state, therefore you are free from my harm. Animals also that are there in the boundaries of the haram should know that they are free from being harmed from this person. They are safe. This person cannot harm me because he is in the state of ihram. And thereafter Mufassirin write and mention that if a person has to give this type of safety and security to even animals, we can imagine what about fellow human beings. When a person is in the state of ihram, how much more safe and sound should people feel that this person is a muhrim, he is in the state of ihram for hajj or for umrah, he is not going to harm me, he is not going to cause any taklif, any difficulty to me. So this is one lesson we can take. Alhamdulillah, Allah has taken many of us for umrah over and over again. Allah take all of us over and over again. But a person is in the state of ihram that he realizes, he thinks to himself, if Allah has made it such that even animals are safe from my harm, then I should not harm anybody else, whether it be the travel agent, whether it be the receptionist at the hotel, whether it be the taxi driver, or some person who is helping to carry or to move my bags at the airport, wherever it may be. Generally a person is traveling and tempers rise, person becomes angry, he doesn't get the room that he booked. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that I cannot harm even the animals of the haram, then together with this I can't harm the people around me while I'm in the state of ihram. Allah give us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.